Welcome to the Helping Hops Podcast. I'm your boy Hemp.
And I'm your boy Hops.
And you're now rocking with the best.
So grab your meds and grab your brews and come on and hang out with us for a little bit. Yeah.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. You still hold up. Cash. Hold up.
Yo, you crazy bastards.
What it is, what it ain't, and what it's gonna be.
You gotta kick my shoes off.
You crazy hoodlums. What's going on?
You heathens raising vegetables.
We are here. It is hump day. So they might as well just on the calendars, maybe you. Right now, you.
Yep. You know what? We're gonna check these levels.
And
you need to be right about there.
Damn.
I wonder if it should be all right, I guess.
Yeah, it might have a slight, what you call it.
But yeah. If you hear a slight early. Oh no. That's why.
But yeah, you go grab your calendar and just mark Wednesday out and put Hemp and Hops Podcast.
Fuck, are you doing anything else?
That
on
is what Wednesday is.
What comes on Wednesday?
You nothing. Know what I mean, it's nothing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Hemp and Hops Podcast Day, Thursday Friday, and Saturday. And no, you 7 days.
Well, excuse me, it's Thor's Day after Hemp and Hops Podcast.
Oh, well, yeah, Thor's Day. You know, I just you know, since we don't go live on Thursday no more, I just totally forgot about it.
But it's Thursday nonetheless.
Hemp and Hops Podcast, then Thursday.
That's right. Well, sweet baby Jesus, here we are, and you know, it's been an all right week.
Yeah, I don't have no complaints.
Took 3 alternators, so I found one that was good.
Oh, for real?
And me and Justin put 3 alternators on my car. Took one off, well, 4 on and off. We can do it with our eyes closed now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's stupid. Check your shit before you sell it to me, please. Not shouting any names, but for fuck's sake.
Yeah. You would think.
They were like, our machine's broken that checks these. So I took it down to somewhere that wasn't broken on this last one. They're like, oh, this one's good. I'm like, yeah, don't say.
Yeah.
Just for fuck's sake.
Fuck with y'all because y'all machine is pumping.
Yeah, she gonna send me a $200 alternator real quick. We don't know if it works, but here you go.
Here you go.
Second one. We don't know if this one works, but here you go.
We want that cash.
Well, they got it. Now they have it. Took third time's a charm, I guess. You know, I didn't start getting mad about it till yesterday. I was like, man, if this motherfucker's bad, then, you know, I'm yelping the fuck out of y'all. But you I think know it's what, just restaurants, though,
but,
isn't it?
But you know what they say. Third time is the charm.
Yeah, I guess so. Because it works. So, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
How's your week going? Make any money? Money Dog McGee.
Yeah, man, I'm making a couple dollars, but outside of that, man, we've been good, man. Busy, studio. Saturday, I did something. I don't remember what it was, but it seems like it was something productive.
Well, studio shit's good. I know that.
Yeah, Saturday. Hold on.
What'd you do on Saturday?
Friday was the studio. Studio shit was rocking.
I know what you
Saturday
did on Saturday.
Saturday was my get together. Yeah.
I know what you did on Saturday. I was like, really? Saturday? Yeah, something happened Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday was my get together. I knew something was there. And it was good time, good turnout, man. Good people, good company.
Good conversation too, man.
Yeah, man. My type of vibe, man.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody who couldn't make it. Shout out to the ones who did. It was definitely appreciated and an honor to hang out with you guys. Next year we'll do it even bigger. So yeah, that's how Saturday went, and Sunday I don't think I did anything work on this. Well, no, Sunday I had that was Monday. I was about to say the signs with the kids.
Well,
I'm sure I still had the kids.
I was putting on the second alternator and taking it back. I didn't realize it didn't work. They had to order me another, and they get here yesterday. So me and Justin hung out all day on Saturday.
Yeah,
we fucking grilled some bratwurst and some vegetables and did that and hung out and watched football, really. Justin didn't never really watch football and watched a couple games that were pretty good. So, it didn't get him into football, but he was not bored watching it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, man.
Couple teams battling it out. So.
I could check it out. You know what I mean? I'm not the biggest football advocate, but I check it out. You know, some of it is entertaining.
I'm wearing my Pittsburgh because this weekend on Saturday, the hockey preseason starts.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And once that starts, then I'm good to go. It's the podcast and sports for me and music. So, and of course, beer drinking here and there.
I'm looking forward to basketball season.
Hell, that starts probably, at the same time, don't it?
Yeah, I probably ain't gonna be too as these last couple years. I try to not be so engulfed in it. Just cause it's like, you know, I love it. I love it.
But he's for a friend that he you won't be too engulfed in that, right?
Yeah, nah, not at all.
I love being it. A team for anybody from anywhere. I think people would fucking let that shit go every now and then.
Yeah, and then I feel like, you know, these people are in their profession. Like, you know, they in their career. They making their money, and you know, although I do love it. And I will play it in my downtime. I need to be, you know, people need to be eyes tuned in over here. You know what I'm saying? So, so really, a lot of the shit that I feel like sidetracks me or keep me in that endless loop of intake instead of producing, I'm trying to, like, you know, because it'll be there.
I think it's good. It's a good break every now and then.
Yeah, you should definitely have a break.
Hell, let somebody else do the work for a minute.
Every now and then. But, just the overall breaking, because that shit dangerous. You know, you scrolling and you don't put no time limit on that shit, 5 minutes can turn into a few hours, an all-day type of thing, and you ain't did nothing but post and share memes all fucking day. So,
some of them bitches is funny, though.
Yeah, they are. But I'm definitely trying to get away from that, because you need to be laughing at me. I'm the meme.
I come across some every now and then. I always, especially if they're funny, they always send them to a Tato, like that one today I sent you. I don't even remember like who posted it, but it was like a 90s battle versus 2020s rap battle. But it was like in like an anime. It looked like South Park, but they were like fighting like anime with energies and shit. It was pretty fucking badass.
That shit was hard. And then how they missed the verses. Had it like they were battling each other for real. That shit was hard as hell.
It was good. It made me really like look at the difference between the two. And when you break it down, it's not really that much difference in it. It's maybe how they
it's just certain artists. I mean, it definitely some difference, but for the most part, it's gonna be real authentic artists throughout any genre, throughout any generation. So that's who you go for.
I always rock the 90s though. I mean,
yeah,
you know, so it's nostalgia. It's my age, showing my age.
But yeah, man, that shit was dope. But you know, that's just another example. Like, you know what I mean, it's people who wake up and that's their job, you know what I'm saying, to hit the TikTok and just we on the content.
That seems like a rough job.
Yeah, I mean, to me, yeah, it is I would feel like it is if you aren't into that, you know what I'm saying. That's where, you know, I mean, people who specialize in that come in. That, you know what I'm saying? You can just pay somebody to be interested in that.
Yeah, but, and also everybody thinks it's just like that. You got that one person, you see their face, and you think they're behind it all. And once they get that big, they're not behind it all anymore.
Nah, they got a team. They got a unit. They got somebody who's shooting it. They don't have to shoot it themselves no more. They got somebody who edited it. So it's just you pumping ideas.
But, I mean, at the same time, you got to think, well, maybe they most of the time you kind of hope they put in the work to begin with to get to where they're at.
I know a lot of anybody I follow, I definitely feel like they done put in the work mm-hmm. to, you know, I done visually watched a lot of them like year throughout the last couple of years anyway, just consistently boom, boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom, boom. And you know, it's a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. And it's a lot of shit I have ideas for that I just don't make time throughout the day. Like, yo, like today I actually made time to, I had a thought like I always mm-hmm. do in the setup.
That was a good one. I seen it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I commented on it.
And instead of just like, okay, I'll do this later, I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and put my gear on, shoot this shit, and then I'll go do whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really trying to get better with honing in on my time management. Because like bro said, and like many people say to me, especially when I'm out, you know, hunting orders or whatever, and I'm out in the wee hours of the night, not that wee, but I guess compared to being out all day, and then like, damn, I'm still seeing you. The workers would be like, dang, you still at it? Dang, you still working? Take a break. Take a boot. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I a break is always good. My problem.
I sleep
right
when I'm
is,
dead.
Yeah, and that's really that used to be the whole slogan. No days off. Sleep when, and that's really still how I feel. Like, you know, I still ain't with too much sleep because it's like.
But with somebody actually, like you, that's never gonna die. You're gonna have to fucking take a break.
Yeah. And so. we never do. And I really feel like that's why, you know, why it's. I mean, I know you need it for your rest, but. Past some 8 hours that you can get at night, you know what I mean? People who napping during the day and all that other shit. This is just your body just overwhelmingly needs it. That ain't never been my thing. But yes, breaks is I'm gonna have to learn how to incorporate that and take real breaks, not just things I perceive as breaks that really aren't, because I'm still technically working. If I'm just not moving or running around and I'm on this phone creating content or finding edits and shit, my mind still ain't at rest. So I'm gonna have to on across the whole board. But normally that's when I'm out in nature, and I haven't did that in a minute. We took that hike about 2 weeks ago to Stone Mountain for that ceremony, that ritual, but that still wasn't like the type of outing I would do as far as if I was going for peace. It would just be me out there by myself, you know what I mean, in the wilderness, not on my phone, not talking to people besides, you know, the people who with me, just having that moment, sit in the grass, chill. So I plan on doing that real soon before this cold shit come in. I'm realizing that I only have a couple more weeks.
Tomorrow's fall equinox.
Yeah. I only got
tomorrow's what, the longest day of the year? Or the shortest day of the year? Shortest day of the year.
Yeah, right? I was about to say, yeah, I think the longest day.
Longest day is the summer. spring equinox.
What am I about to say? But yeah, man, you definitely got to get your breaks in, people. You can't be a complete workaholic.
But don't do it.
If you are, make sure you are utilizing your time and you being effective. So when you do take them breaks, you're not having, you know, moments of not really breaking, because in the back of your mind, it's still other shit you can
break
doing.
While you work, man.
Yeah.
They make us do it at work all the time. We take 10-minute breaks, and there's very, you know, everybody's like, let's not talk about work, we're on break. I'm like, fuck that, man. We got work the rest of the day. I can't break. And I know I still got 5 hours left. The fuck you talking about? I got shit to do.
Yeah. I never was
But be honest with you, I'd rather
get work.
If I could just like eat a snack and have some water while I'm working, I don't need a fucking break.
Yeah. They used to when I was in that type of setting, they used to get mad at me. I ain't gonna say mad. They didn't like I did my
the only reason they didn't like it because they could get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I would just work straight through. And then if I did take a break, it'd be like towards like the second half of the day. But I get it. I was just thinking about that the other day, actually. You know, as far as for production, reasons, then yeah, I get that you should go on break at the times, I guess, you're set. So you made sure, you know, when it's ramping up and they really need you to be productive, you ain't out on break, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But on the same time, like, bro, look, man, I don't want to go to break with y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm here. Really, I'm just trying to work to get as much of this shit done. And then when I go on break, it's like, oh, yes, I only got like an hour or two left. Now let me kind of relax. Because when I go on break, nigga, I'm breaking. And I ain't coming back. And in my mind, they're like, oh, I got to get. Nah, it ain't that.
There's so many things that really, really, you know, people, like, I understand myself, like, there's a lot of, if you want to stereotype it, and there's a lot of black qualities about me, and everybody's like, looks at them bad. I'm like, but I do the same shit. Mm-hmm. What the fuck y'all talking about? I do the same shit. We do the same shit. Nobody points it out, though, because we're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Fuck all y'all.
And that's where that word privilege pop up.
Don't look at me like there's no such thing. I'm like, yeah, there is. There definitely is. You don't see it because it doesn't affect you.
Privilege you, but it's definitely something. It's definitely a principle there. You might not want like the word privilege attributed to something else, but it's something.
Because you had, well, I walked to school 8 miles in the snow with no shoes on. Oh my, well, some people couldn't walk. So there you go, fucker.
Like, for real.
Anyway, what the hell you got? What we here, man?
Well, this week, I think I had it last week as well, but I'm...
you got the gelato runs again?
Guava runs.
No, you had gelato runs last week, so it's different.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I had the shit wrote down, my guy.
I feel like I did that one episode. Maybe it was an episode before last. But
nobody remembers. We don't remember.
Guava Runts is what's on the board today.
I don't remember guava because I like guava, and I would remember guava Runts. I don't remember that.
Anywho, what we on with today?
I got a Founders Brewing Ultimate Oktoberfest because it is the season. It's become the season of the Oktoberfest, and Oktoberfest is a German lager. And it is called a Marzen, Martzen. And what's particularly different about this one, this is a barrel-aged Oktoberfest, and it's at 10%, so it's a dick and watch pocket Oktoberfest. Most Oktoberfests are between 5.2% and 5.9%.
Wow, so this one will put you on your ass.
Yeah, this one's a different. And it's, shout out to Founders. Sorry, Stay Blazing. I know you got a thing with Founders and some... racist guy they had working there, they got rid of, but he's not there anymore, he can't hold against everybody. So, you know, not everybody that found this is racist. Just saying, just that one guy that they got rid of. Maybe the other guy, maybe they didn't think it was being racist, somebody told them, but every night you gotta fucking enlighten people. Right? Some people live in a bubble, and they don't see it, and then they see it, and they're like, oh, okay, well maybe we should get rid of this asshat. He's not right. And then maybe again, they're just doing it for... to make themselves not look racist. But however it goes, I have not boycotted Founders because of it. It's not affected me, and it's not affected my bro any. So we're gonna keep it there. You feel bad about it?
You know, if it weren't for these guys, I wouldn't know what.
There you
Founders is.
So. There you go. So yeah. That's all I need to know. If it was
never had one of your beers. So, just in case you still have races on your board.
Yeah.
Probably won't ever have one.
Yeah.
So, it don't affect me at all.
If you still have races, man, get your shit. Get your shit together and figure it out, as a Canadian would say. Figure it the fuck out.
Get it together.
Anyway, yeah, that's what I got. So, the past hour before Taylor got here, I started watching The Lord of the Rings, The Power of the Rings, and I watched the second episode while I was waiting on Taylor to get here. Mm-hmm. And there's just some things about it that I want to address, especially the people that hate the series. And I'm going to address why they hate it. And it's the dumbest fucking retarded ass shit I've ever heard in my life. You should be on the spectrum. You should get a monthly check from the government because there's something wrong with you. You've got like Asperger's or Down syndrome or something. You don't fucking understand nothing that's going on around you. And you should probably stay at home. So anyway, But that's what we're gonna take off and get into the universe. I'm gonna talk about that. So yeah, because you don't fucking understand. Some people that don't understand shit, if you ain't asking questions to understand and you're just talking shit, shut the fuck up. All right, I'm done now. If you don't want to fucking learn and you just want to talk shit, shut the fuck up.
That's half the population, ain't
it? Yeah, well, yeah. And you and you're gonna see when I talk about this, you're gonna understand the fucking ignorant fucking retarded shit that I'm upset about, just because I'm a humongous fan of Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is better than any Star Wars ever made. You can fight me over it if you want to. I probably won't fight you back because that's stupid, but I'd feel like fighting you. So, anyways, I'm a Lord of the Rings fan, and Star Wars is awesome, don't get me wrong, but I pick Lord of the Rings every day, all fucking day. You keep your lightsabers, and I'll hang on to my sword and axes. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we'd win a battle against the evil. So, just look at it like that. Anyways, I'm pouring this in my goddamn glass, and then got me... I was wanting to go and get irritated, but I think I got irritated. Look at this motherfucker right here. That's a good looking beer.
Oh yeah.
That's a good looking beer. Smell any rum barrels in there, or whiskey barrels?
Smell a little barrely.
A little barrely. Smells like some fucking burnt wood to me. But yeah, man. So we got some guava runts, and we got a Founders Ultimate Oktoberfest. And
yeah,
you about ready to leave this plane,
man? I never try to stay stationary for too long, man.
Well, shout out to the family and the loved ones, because we're gonna go away for a little bit.
Yeah, man.
But as long as you're paying attention to this, we've got a direct portal to the real world, so you can keep in touch with us.
Yeah.
So anyways, man, these go out for the times we wish we had one, didn't it? And you know, as the Vikings would say, skull.
Five, four,
three, two, one. Houston, fuck off. We out here.
We out here.
That is definitely whiskey barrel-y. The German lager, the Oktoberfest is there, but it's very overpowering on the back end. It kind of makes it just tastes like the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Whiskey. That beer you like, is what it kind of tastes like.
Yeah.
They
got six packs of that at Publix. I was surprised. I was like, yo, I'm going to have to.
It smells like a wet dog in the glass.
I can smell a little bit. Got the smoke wet dog? In my nose. I really didn't smell that part.
You didn't smell the wet dog? Do it again.
Maybe a little
bit. It's just me. I was just gonna call it this for me.
It could just be this.
Well, I smell my home after he's been running outside for an hour, and he comes back in, it smells like a sweaty dog. Oh.
Sweaty dog.
But yeah, so I'm just gonna get right into it. Where are we at right now? Let me see. We're at 22 minutes. Fuck. All right, so the show was like fantastic. It's based off of the book, Saul Meriden. It's the book before, goddamn, stay blade. Hang on a second. Saul Meriden. My wife's gonna stab me for it, but it's a book. It's the prequel to Lord of the Rings to The Hobbit. It's the very first one that, J.R. Tolkien wrote.
Oh, okay.
And it's based loosely on Saruman. Mm. You remember Saruman? Saruman's the white wizard. Mm. Okay. So in the movie, in the show, there's so many people that are just fucking bent out of shape. Get this. Because there is a black elf. And he's one of the main characters in the show. And this guy is fucking amazing. His name's Alendir in the show. He's black, got blue eyes, and motherfuckers are just irate over the shit. And it ain't because because they think he should be white. It's not because anything else. These motherfuckers are irate about it. And I'm just here to tell you, and there's black dwarves.
So I'm assuming this might be like a recast. Is this character normally white, or is this a whole?
There is no fucking description of what he looks like, or he's supposed to be, other than an elven warrior.
So, like, I guess the main question at this point is, are you uncolored people?
Thank you. I like that term.
Uncolored.
You uncolored, uneducated swine.
Yes.
I like it.
Are y'all going to be, pissy about every goddamn black casting of a black actor or actress in the comic book, fairy tale, Disney.
And a Little Mermaid coming out as a black girl, which, like, she's fucking beautiful. I don't understand what the fuck y'all's problem is.
We gonna be mad. And, I am objective about these things. I do sit from the other spectrum.
Me too.
As far as, even I, after seeing the Little Mermaid as a white... redhead girl.
You want to say, are they doing this on purpose?
It was like, yo, dang, that's a little weird, just because I'm used to Ariel being who I've seen for 30 something years.
Absolutely. But
it wasn't nothing like, oh man, no, I'm opposed to this. It's just like, oh damn, that's a little different, but she's very beautiful. And she probably, I know she got the voice. Yeah. She could be the siren. She definitely got the voice.
And that's what mermaids are, sirens, know, you guys.
Who Chloe Bailey is. And then when you think about it, like I see it on a lot of memes, it's like, I'm not gonna take it there. It's a lot of memes that just go in, but this one in particular, it was like, you know how many black people your ancestors threw from the boats on the way over here on the slave trade? You surprised that it's a black mermaid, when, you know what I mean, with that information. So then it's like, bro, it's a cartoon. And yeah, we wouldn't want, or we would feel a particular way if you took a black character and turned it white. That's happened how often?
Well, I just feel like, little girls that are melanin, are able to have the that color of skin. Since when we were little, all the fucking princesses were non-melanin. I'm gonna say that the absence of melanin in their skin,
Except for Jasmine.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I feel like, why can't those young girls that grow up, that are young, see somebody that looks like them being great?
Yeah.
And I don't understand how that's a bad thing.
For one, it's because we don't tell our own stories. You know what I mean? We going and we working for these European production companies and European film companies. And when you are, when you own somebody else's shit, you got to kind of play by their rules. So it is good that a lot more black creators are starting to take the helms and telling our own stories and casting our own in more positive and productive lights. But at the same time, it's like, that's a very valid point. My counter to that would be, why not just, keep creating different stories? And, or you can go and take actual princesses of color, because they are historical figures.
Make Disney. I'm not saying like,
but Disney,
destroy them with Disney, but let Disney take those and run with them.
Yeah, and actually, empower. But I don't, but in saying all that, I don't have nothing against this, because it is a beautiful thing. As one of my biggest influences, teachers, I can go on just with accolades, says, who taught you to hate the color of your skin? Who taught you to hate your nose, your eyes? And a lot of our self-hate came from not seeing ourselves depicted in lights that are favorable. So when I took that knowledge, that's a whole subject. That's the whole basis of me changing my name from D Truth to Tito, because it was like, yo, my whole life I done looked and viewed life, myself, even at, you know, even myself through the lenses of Europeans. You know what I'm saying? So to empower myself and to take that power back, yo, we need to start looking at ourselves through the eyes of our ancestors. That's why y'all don't care about your collared shirts, and I don't care about your three-piece suits, and I don't give a fuck about your cars, all your money, all your shoes, all this commercialized socialist, you know, aristocratic, whatever you want to put the term to. I don't give a fuck about none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't of us. You know, we had gold and nice fine fabrics, but all this other shit, that ain't never been the make of us. Yeah, that ain't never been the make of us. Man. And that's not even us. That's humanity. You know what I'm saying? And then it was like, yo, I'ma change, you know, this word right here means truth. And it's an African word. It's from West Africa. It's around the coast and along the lines of some of my ancestors. So I'm gonna vibe with this one. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, people don't understand it. You know what I mean? Of course, it looks weird and all this, that, and the third. But people who do understand it, the look they give me when they see that's my name. I remember I was performing about a year ago, and when I said my name, it was a elder in the crowd, and he looked around the corner like, what? And when I broke it down, you know, this is what he just had this smile on his face because he knew what the fuck was up, and that touched me, because it's like, yo, I'm the youth, you seeing through me, through us, you know what I mean? I'm not the only one, of course, but through me, yo, we ain't forgetting our roots. Actually, we coming back for them. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole plight. I mean, not the whole plight, the mission.
You have the right to every one of them too.
Yeah. And not just the roots in Africa. All of them.
Yeah. And so, you know, there was one, I don't like reading comments and shit. I really don't. Sometimes I get caught up reading them, you know, just cause I see, just to see the ignorance that's still out there, which I try to, every morning I hope that maybe this day is a little bit more ignorant than the last one. Mm-hmm. But you know, we still got a long fucking way to go. Mm-hmm. And this one comment, this gentleman said it would make more sense if the orcs were black. So
of course
this, well, first of all, orcs are black and dark brown in the show because they come from the fucking ground. For one, they're grown in the fucking ground. If you've ever watched if you've read anything about it, the orcs are grown from the earth. Now, for you to say that right there tells me that you're ignorant as fuck. One, because you said that, I think, and you may have been a troll, and you may have been saying that shit just to say it. But the fact is that it, no matter if you're a fuck, and this is fiction, y'all. I know this is a fictional world, all right. But a lot of this shit is based on, it has to be based on real. People don't just come up with a shit, you know, in their brains without having it based on something else. If that makes sense. So, you know, it doesn't matter in my eyes. It doesn't matter what the fuck race you are, where you come from. If you're an elf, you're an elf because you're supposed to be an elf. Don't matter what the fuck you are. If you're an orc, you're an orc. If you're a fucking dwarf, you're a fucking dwarf in these fictional books. It doesn't matter what the fuck you look like. If that's what you, if that's how you feel and that's what it's supposed to be, then that's what it is. The fact that you disregard this whole beautiful fucking written show because a fucking elf is darker than the rest, it doesn't make any fucking sense to me, and it pisses me off, and it takes away from the actual beauty of this fucking show, and the fact that no matter what, if you're evil, you're evil, and if you're good, if you bring the light, you're with the light. It doesn't matter what you look like. It's all about what's in your heart. It's all about how you want to treat other people, how you want to be and live, and you want everybody else to be as good as you are. And that's what really fucking matters. So if you don't come at me because a motherfucker don't look like you think he's supposed to look like, it's ignorant and it's closed-minded, and I don't appreciate it at all whatsoever. So I know, and like I said, I know this fucking show is fictional, but to me it rings true with a lot of fucking real shit going on in our lives right now. If you feel comfortable around somebody, if you like somebody for who they are, they don't give a fuck if they look like I don't give a fuck what they look like and how they dress, how they act. If they're not causing any harm to anyone around them and they're not doing nothing but make everybody else feel good, then I don't give a don't come at me with some bullshit about what you think something should look like, because it doesn't fucking matter. It's insignificant. And I will metaphorically spit your face, and you—that's who you will be to me, a fucking closed-minded, useless tits on a fucking bull. And that's all I gotta say about that. That shit. This show is—you need to watch it. The show is fucking amazing. I'm just two episodes in, and it's an amazing fucking show, and I'm glad that I am capable of watching it, and I think that everybody else should watch it, because it shows that evil never fucking wins. And if it does, if you ever perceive the fact that evil may have won a battle, they never win the war. And we always got to keep fighting together, because teamwork makes the dream work. And if you ain't got it, you can be a lone wolf for a long time, but at the end of the day, you'll never be as strong as a team. And that's all I got to say about that.
And that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Sorry.
As Hop said so.
That, when I was watching this show earlier, and it was, I was thinking about it the whole time. Right before podcast, I was thinking about it. I'm like, man. You know, I watch stuff like that sometimes, and sometimes I will use the word weep, because I don't cry. But I tear, you know, a tear fall down my cheek watching some of the sacrifices that people make in this fictional show. Yes, I know. But just to know that, it makes me sad to know that 9 times out of 10, that will never be real. Never be real. Mm. Nobody's ever going to do that. And if you find somebody that'll do that, you need to hold them close and keep them in your life and help them out any way they need. Because if you have a motherfucker that'll die for you, you have the greatest gift in the fucking world.
I'm about to say, I'm sure people have done it. I don't know if people sure. do it now, but you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I think people do it for the wrong causes, though. In my mind, that's just the way I feel. I don't want to speak negatively, but like, you know, you have these wars and these militaries and things. There's a lot of people who go to these things with a gigantic heart and come out jaded and numb, because they may have made a change in the moment, but for 10 years from now, you got people like you know, they're fighting wars and shit that you thought you'd won, but they're just they're reinventing them. So I guess at the end of the day, I guess you just got to do what you can do. But if you come out not feeling the same as you went in, then what's the point?
It was a point in the beginning. But yeah, know.
And you lost it somehow the way, because you were forced to lose it.
I was about to say, you know, you can really apply that same analogy to life, like, you know what I'm saying, like, or anything really. Like, you go into a lot of things with optimism and good hopes, good intentions, and circumstances and experiences change a lot of motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of motherfuckers don't know how to readjust or to be the phoenix. It's hard to hit ground bottom and pull yourself up every time you do it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you really gotta maybe meditate on that or look at that really deep and know that when you start something, you're going to come out different. But you still got to find some way to hold on to what you were really going in there for. You got to store that away somewhere. And hopefully, you know, by the grace of whatever God you want to fucking whatever, or whatever energy or being or whatever the hell it is that you pray to, worship, you know,
subscribe to.
We give around here, we give thanks to Mother Nature for the things that we have. So whatever it is, you go in and feel like you are going to make a difference. Even though you might feel like you didn't, you probably did. But at the same time, just don't fucking lose yourself when you go do it.
Always keep 1 foot grounded. It's hard. It's hard not to lose yourself in moments. I've been there. But even if you do lose yourself,
try to find it.
You know, always mirrors are everywhere. Always go back and look yourself in the eyes, and you are still in there somewhere. You know what I mean? Whether it's whether you know, in the bad light right now, you trying to tap back into the light or who you used to be, that person is there. We never lose who we are. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We just forget.
we forget. And I was watching this thing, this clip earlier, where the guy was like, we basically are in the past, present, and future all at once simultaneously.
My sidekick, you know, once in the room, gotta let him in. Come on in, bro.
And yeah.
This motherfucker don't give a fuck what you look like. He only feeds off energy anyway.
What's going on, my home? But yeah, that's all I got, man.
Sorry for the long-winded shit.
How you good, man? What's up, my home? I don't know if Hop's got anything else other than honorable mentions.
Be fucking nice. That's all.
Got this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, be nice.
Shout out to Shay Daly, of course. You know, my queen, the reason that I do a lot of the shit that I do every day. Mainly breathe. I mean, I'm not saying I want to die, but it sure is a lot easier to fucking get out there and do something when you got somebody in your corner. Like that. I have a lot of people in my corner, you know. Well, I don't say a lot. I probably got 3 or 4, which one of them sitting here to my right. So shout out to Shay Daly, Daly Finds. Go check her out on Instagram, Poshmark, all that good business right there. Shout out to Justin Shepherd at River Remedy Brewing Company for helping me out the past 4 or 5 fucking days. Just didn't give a fuck, didn't ask for nothing. Just wanted to make sure that my car was running so I can do what I was going to do.
You're a real one, champ. Yep. You're a real one.
And, you know, just everybody else knows everybody else, man. Napa Root, sorry we didn't get to make it for the inauguration of Nappy Roots Day, September 16th in Atlanta every year is Nappy Roots Day. They have one in Kentucky, but now they got one in Georgia. So that's pretty badass in my opinion. So shout out to all those guys. And shout out to Joel. Yeah. Indigo44 on Instagram. Joel is going to make his way up here pretty soon to help Justin out with his brew system.
That's what's up, man. I got them in touch. Make sure when you touch down in this area, you let me know.
Yeah, we're going to know about it.
I'm definitely going to, I'll make time to holler at the homie, man.
Yeah, and, you know, shout out to Stablazing, Josh Shaughnessy, for always support. And October 1st is the next Doomify Power Hour, and it's a Doombringer E-Day cover song emporium special for my birthday. My birthday is on September 30th.
Okay.
And we're going to have the Kavanaughs, Sean and Ron Kavanaugh, that's from Michigan, that's I've become friends with over the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. They're coming down. He's got to go down to South Georgia. Somebody built him a smoker. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we'll ship it to you $1,000. He goes, I got vacation time.
Yeah.
I'll just come get it.
Yeah.
So they're coming through. They'll be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they're leaving on Monday. Mm-hmm. next, not this weekend, but next weekend. Mm-hmm. So they'll be in town. And I mean, no tax on wax. You always crack me up. So shout out to you. I don't even know Buddy's real name, to be honest with you. Yeah. So,
shout out to everybody he named, everybody I normally named, and the only people I'm going to name on this episode and probably going forward, just because, you know, y'all know what it is originalgangsters.com. Right. Shout out to them. Go buy something. Go check out that podcast, the Hope Dealer podcast. And yeah, just go support them good people.
Shout out to Otato Emmy and all his musical endeavors and his spiritual endeavors and everything that he does. It's very inspirational what he does. So you guys need to go check him out and follow him on Instagram as well. And yeah, other than that, man, and fucking awesome music whenever he decides to drop it with his stingy ass. But he's got all kinds of good shit coming out very soon. And same with we're going to get these interview things together at some point. But we're battling with procrastination, because we're human.
Yeah. So, we battle with procrastination and just the fact that, you know, as much as I talked about it, a month or two up to it, it ain't been on my mind, this last month and a half for some reason. I don't know. I guess I just been busy elsewhere.
That's ditto with us. You ain't by yourself. But we both on the blame for that one. So,
yeah. But, It did recently cross my mind, like, oh damn, I forgot. So,
but there is a plan. You got no fear. There is a plan. So it's now just make it time to fucking do it.
yeah, kick it in. Do what it needs to be done. But it is coming. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll see something next month.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, in between time, we out this thing October 1st or 2nd.
First.
Doomify.
Power Hour Squared.
Yes, sir. And you know, we probably tap into another Doomcast.
Sure. Absolutely. Ain't no fucking way around it.
Third Doomcast.
The third one, yeah.
And in the meantime, catch up on past episodes. Listen to this one. I'm gonna chop this one up.
Subscribe to YouTube.
Yeah, subscribe to YouTube,
Instagram,
Spotify, Instagram, and come holler at us for podcast afterthoughts every Wednesday. That's where we headed at now. Peace out.
Peace, love, and chicken grease. And tell your mama I said, hey, not because I got anything to do with her other than she, me and her get along. We're friends.
Until I said, hey.
Oh, Tanner!